Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here and Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma here, talking some great fishing. Of course, Ricky's headed down to our Rancho Leonero tournament right now.
On a well-deserved.
Yeah. I get to join him tomorrow after the show, and we sure appreciate Corey, you being here with all your knowledge and participation and hanging out with us. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea is here talking real a week, and I know Tim Baker's busy right now, but if you haven't figured it out, this is the weekend to buy your Reel a Week tickets again. $100 buys you five tickets, not four. You can buy one ticket for $25, but if you buy four, you get a fifth one free, right?
I mean, it's such a big deal every year, right? The Reel a Week thing. But to throw in the extra deal, if you buy four, you get an extra ticket.
And the Jack Nielsen Memorial Bonus Prize, right, Mike?
Absolutely. And that's going to be
this weekend.
The odds of winning that are going to be quite good because it's limited to people who buy today and tomorrow. We just announced this morning, so it's not like this has been around. I mean, we just talked about this. So today and tomorrow get you into that special rod and reel drawing. And, of course, to buy four, you get the fifth one free. And if you want to buy one, we would be happy to have you buy one. And quite often I notice the people that buy one win. I don't know how that works.
Something about that, right?
Right? It happens. And honestly, if the story with Miss Charlene, the teacher, didn't touch you and taking the kids fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, if you don't understand what's going on here with your minimal donation taking kids fishing and the teacher explaining it all.
And the impact on these kids and how the incentives to how much these kids want to go fishing.
And it's amazing to think that there are kids within 10 miles of the coastline, Mike, up and down our California coast, within 5 to 10 miles have never seen the ocean.
Yeah.
I hear that so frequently, and of course Howard shares stories with me of organizations that contact him, and it really puts things in perspective when you realize what you just said is true. How is that possible that you could be that close to the ocean and never lay eyes on it?
And
but it happens all the time.
It does, and that minimal donation and taking these kids fishing and exposing them to the elements, of the seagulls, and, you know, I mean, we all...
Even sea lions.
That's what I was just going to say, right? I mean, it's not something we love, but it's a fact of the marine life.
I will tell you, I can very vividly remember the first time that I was ever on the ocean, and it was out of Redondo Beach, and I remember that trip like it was just a few years ago, and I was... I think I was 9 years old at that point. So when you start talking about leaving a lasting impression, and in my particular case, it influenced me so strongly that I've never been away from it my entire life. And, you know, my father passed away when I was only 8, so I didn't have that father figure to say, hey, let's go out in the ocean in my boat or let's do this. It never would have happened. It never, ever would have happened. I had a neighbor that was nice enough to take me out on the first time, and back then we had barges off of Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out in the boat to the barge and learned how to fish and ended up spending a lot of time out on the ocean with him, and it led to a lifetime of not only of being on the ocean and enjoying all of the things that the ocean offers, but you know, that's been my career.
Yeah, now look at you.
Now
you're helping take kids fishing.
Yeah,
I mean, think about this whole circle, right?
It is. That's why I know this program works. I know that whether a kid is attracted enough to stay engaged forever doesn't matter. The memory of that trip and those kids that Charlene and Chris take out of their classes, they will remember those trips their entire life.
Yes. Yeah, and if somebody wants to help us out to take these kids fishing, again, buy Reel a Week tickets, how do they do it?
They call Tim Baker at 909 323-9631 and leave your name and phone number. He'll call you back as soon as he can. Or you can send an email to win@rollokids.com.
.org.
Thank you. Yes, win@rollokids.org. Thank you. And leave your name and phone number. Tim will call you back as soon as he gets caught up a little bit.
And if you buy tickets this weekend, you not only get the bonus fifth one free, you also get the Jack Nielsen Memorial Accurate Reel and the Cousins Rod and two tickets to the Captain's Reception
My
at the
gosh.
End of the month.
Yep.
So that's a heck, and that's only this weekend, only for Let's Talk Hookup listeners that call this weekend. And
if
and
I can say on top of all that, it's tax deductible.
Tax deductible. It's a donation. It's 501c3 tax deductible. Now, I will also say that we thank very patient callers. We've had busy day
today. It's been
today.
Extremely busy.
We're going to get to your calls. We're going to get to your texts, and you're going to have a chance to win a great prize, right, Corey?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Just by calling 213-432-1090, like Pete says, we haven't got to everybody, but when you call, you are in the queue, and you are in the chance of winning your chance on a trip on the Liberty, a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and two tickets, another fundraiser, CCA, two tickets to that, June 12th at the Portuguese Hall in Point Loma.
Yeah, the CCA San Diego fundraiser, so that's going to be a great time. Hey, let's find out what's biting right now.
Yes, absolutely. And a report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing. They'll process your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Also, when your private boat, when you return, Pete, you could take your big bluefin over there.
Yeah.
They'll do it that way. And the Fish Pros Market also. So you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger and amazing poke kit, too. I mean, if you've got your private boat catch and you want to enjoy some of that poke kit, what a huge thing they have going on there. So check them out at their new location. They are open now at the Old Town Taylor Street location. You can call for details there or find them online at fishmansprocessing.com.
All right, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Can't wait for this one. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Mike. And, well, guys, so when you combine these nice long days, hot, calm weather, and some biting fish, man, that's a recipe for some serious fun. And definitely some guys have been having it. And that's not to say that it's wide open every day everywhere, because it's not, but there is plenty of opportunity for sure. So let me hit a few highlights for you. There's a bunch of them. Starting up north there, good volume of sea bass hanging around those northern Channel Islands up there, big spread all the way now from and capital of the bait grounds on Santa Rosa like that. Not every spot, every island's biting, but the fish are definitely around. And boat pressure is a bit of an issue, though, because the word's been out. But pretty good fishing up there. On the outside there, again, nice weather. San Nicolas got checked, as did SBI. Cold water out there at Nick. Good conditions at SBI, but neither had any exotics biting. Phenomenal rockfish fishing at both islands, though. That Catalina, a lot of fish around the island, yellows and sea bass below, but tough to get them to bite some days. Sea bass, man, there were some big ones, big catches of big ones down east last week on the moon there. But there's some bait there, backside east. There's some backside west. The best concentration's probably in that bend west into China Point zone, but no fishing right there, but you can get some bait. Keep an eye on those closures, guys. The guys are writing tickets. Big schools of yellows around also, but again, it's hard to get them to bite those days. At San Clemente Island, really kind of a strange setup at that island. Good bass fishing, good rockfish fishing. And the surface scenario, it's just been kind of sketchy. Some days those yellows come up and bite. Some days they're just MIA. They're definitely around. And maybe that water just needs to creep up another degree or two to get those guys going. Offshore, wow, what a week there, man. It's nice weather and biting fish made for just some tremendous catches, both private boats and sport boats alike. Man, a lot of big ones this week and close to home, 30 to 60 miles for the most part. And guys, please, please, please take out that heavy gear, 16, 80-pound minimum for most of that daytime fishing, 100 pounds for the nighttime. It's been flatfall jigs and sinker rigs has been the answer for most of those fish over 100 pounds. And I got to tell you, when I was listening to Mike from the Tribute there a little bit ago, Well, we've got a we got a customer on that boat, very nice young lady, bought a few supplies there, and she caught some of those little yellowfin last year, but She's never seen anything like what's been going on. And I can only imagine what she felt when she watched that 188-pounder come over the rail for those guys this morning. So,
yeah. Maybe she was even one of the ones that hooked one.
You know, she could well have been. I told her, I said, the second those engines slow down, I don't care how much you like that warm, fuzzy bunk, you just get out there and start fishing because it's all just time at the rail, you know.
That's time at the rail. Right, and being and having the right connections and having the right gear and everything else, you can put that fish of a lifetime on the boat. And, of course, Dan and the boys, fishdope.com, have had all the information up and down the coast. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're still on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, it is getting better and better, and it is time to go fishing, man. It's looking really good, and that weather is just so nice right now. It's a lot calm. We fished on Monday, and I just couldn't believe how calm it was.
Wonderful weather. Yeah. You know, something really cool to tell you, too, Mark. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Or actually Cedros Island
Sport Fishing.
Sport Fishing,
yes.
Right.
So he was just down there. He just got back yesterday, Mark. Floating squid.
Whoa.
Wide open yellows.
Really?
And some sea bass in the mix.
Whoa.
Like if you're.
Really?
Yes. And that's why I bring it up, because it's of high interest to you.
Yeah.
Floating squid during the day. And anybody that's going down in this early season, you better.
Yeah.
You're in for a good time.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
I was having a conversation yesterday about just how weird parts of our ocean are right now, and that's just kind of an unusual thing, but that sounds like awful good stuff for those guys down there.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, hearing about it back in the skiff trip era, you know, 20 years ago or whatever, and it would happen. The squid would get down there, you know, in the south end of Cedar. It was pretty good, and the sea bass and the yellows, and it's just one of those magical years, you know. If you're going, you're in for a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Hey,
fun stuff, guys. Go fishing.
Thanks a lot for all that good stuff, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Who knows what's going to happen?
I know, right? I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, all the way from
better and better.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I love it. Hey, all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edinger, all the way to Mission Bay, our good hometown area, C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Hey, doing good. Good to hear from you. I bet you've got a pretty darn good report.
Yeah, we heard from Mike from the Tribute earlier in the show, and it sounds like he's on them.
Yeah, another boring week of really good fishing. I mean, you know, it's got something more exciting for you than some of the best fishing we've had all year, but what can you do? Like Mike probably reported there, those overnights, catching a lot of bluefin on there, a little bit of other fishing in there. San Diego, very similar, catching a mix of bluefin and yellowtail, and on both those trips, fishing for those bluefin, you're seeing fish anywhere from 2 to 200 pounds for those bluefin. So all those guys are kind of stressing, make sure you have the right gear. Talking to San Diego deckhands this morning, Mike was saying a 30, a 50, and a 60 or an 80 would be a good spread of rods for those fish there. They're being caught in everything from jigs, those flatfalls, and cold snipers, to some fly line, to some sinker rigs on there. So one rod's probably not going to do it. A lot of heartbreak is the way they put it. A lot of people looking into big fish and just not being able to land them. So all those trips, make sure you have the right gear, because you're getting some big blue on those trips there. And the other thing, book these trips well in advance. The San Diego's full for almost 2 weeks here. Those overnight trips, we're putting them online as the boats come available, but they fill up pretty quick also. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got the full schedule up there for all those trips, the full days, the 1 days, the day and a half, some longer trips mixed in there. And then there's a half day. We had some very good fishing on the half day this week. Nice mix of yellowtail. We actually had three on Friday and three on Thursday, and those are some good-sized fish in that kind of 10 to 20-pound range there, some bigger fish in the mix. Very good calico bass fishing, and one thing when you're looking at those counts, they're releasing a lot of fish there. You know, and we've talked about that before. It's nice to be able to catch that 14-inch calico and take it home, but they don't fight quite much different than that 12 or 13-inch calico, so a lot of different fishing. We started running twilights also, and we didn't really run those last year with our limited schedule, but they got off to a good start this week. Last night, they actually had five white sea bass on that twilight trip on New Seaforth there. So, back in my calico bass. Yeah. I mean, what more can you ask for? You know, get off work, drive down here, hop on the boat, have a Bow Burger, catch some white sea bass and calico bass, and then go home and take a nap before work the next day.
And you know what's cool, Marcos? I mean, you just started those up, but the longest day of the year is like
a few weeks away.
Like 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Two weeks, right? So
right.
you're maximizing your full potential for that evening bite. I mean,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And white sea.
Yeah, and those toilet trips, I mean, they kind of dropped off in popularity a little bit, but I think people are kind of ready to go back out there. And now, especially since there's some good fishing, you know, people back to work, maybe you can't make it down here for the afternoon, half day, but no reason you can't make it down for the twilight and hop on that boat. And like I said, lots of light out there, some good fishing, calico bass and white sea bass. And those trips right now are running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're not running them every day. So definitely make reservations on those also. And man, there's a lot of options for you. Good fishing on all those trips. So check the website again, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office at 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get some jigs, get some plastics, because from what I understand, those yellowtail and some of those calico bass are biting pretty well on the plastics and the surface irons as well as the bait. So lots of options. Get your gear out. I don't know if you know what you're waiting for at this point, but get out there and go fishing.
Hey, and speaking of tackle, we'll have the man, Dustin, from Seaforth Tackle, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. His first appearance on the radio here with us. So we'll take good care of Dustin for you.
Absolutely. I'll go prep him for the show. I'll tell him what to expect from you guys.
There you go. All right. We can talk about. We'll talk about you too, Marcos.
All right, fair enough.
All right. Hey,
stuff,
thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, good times. And that's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the end of the 67, all your freshwater tackle, live bait, everything you need for a great day at the lake. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld. Like I said, Mission Bay, or the East County Bait and Tackle right at the end of 67 there, Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And I can't wait to have Dustin on the show
tonight.
Yeah,
that's going
to
be cool. Fun. Yeah, that's going to be great. Hey, phones are packed. Let's have some very patient callers. Let's
super patient. Yeah, thanks to them all for being so patient. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck from Dana Point, good morning. Welcome to the show. And again, thanks for being patient, Chuck.
Oh, thanks, guys. You know, the thing where these kids go on, the light up their face, and what a memory that is when you teach a new kid and see that first fish that he gets. But the conservation part of it, these kids probably never see the ocean. Now you got this hook up. I got to keep my ocean clean. It's got this memory of it. And it's just the conservation and their future voters, you know. We'll kick these guys like Newsom out of there and get somebody that likes the outdoors. But
that's
it's just
right.
Tenfold, you know.
Yeah.
So thanks for everything, and I love participating.
Right.
It's just great.
Okay.
Thank you for all your hard work.
I know you're a supporter of Captain Morales Kids at Sea, and hopefully you're going to jump in there and buy some Reel a Week tickets and have a chance to win some great reels.
I'm waiting for Tim to call in while I'm on hold and knock me off hold.
All right, you're already in the queue.
Good, good stuff, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you for hanging in there, too. Appreciate that. I had a great text from Kaylee in Chula Vista. She says, hey, guys, I'm a teacher with students with special needs, and I was wondering how to get them a day on the boat. I used to be a fishing club instructor, but only made it to the lakes. I have students going to middle school who work to watch fishing videos. And that's Kaylee. So actually, Kaylee, just to let you know, I forwarded your message on, because you did include your phone number, on to Howard Coolidge. So Howard's got that email in his inbox, and hopefully he'll get back to you. But that's kind of how you do it, right, Mike?
That's exactly right. And anybody that has questions like that, if you go to the Rollo Kids website, which is rollokids.org, and click into the apply for a trip, that will link you to Howard. And you can have that conversation with him directly. And he's very flexible, and he's very accommodating. And like he said earlier, if your group has absolutely no ability to help financially, it does not matter one bit. Most of the groups we take don't. So call Howard and get a hold of him. Email him through the website and have that conversation, and we'll get you going.
And what about special needs kids? I mean, have we taken kids with special needs out?
We have. I don't know that, honestly, I don't know that that we do it on a regular basis. But again, I would talk with Howard about it and see what we can work out.
Yeah, I would think what a thrill for kids with special needs to get out on the water, huh?
There's no question about
it. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, thanks for that. We appreciate that very much. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. And how's everybody?
Doing great.
Very well.
Hello, morning. Mike.
Hey, Bart, how are you?
I'm good, man. So this is a special one for me because normally I feel like, you know, I'm not really eligible to win this stuff, but this is a special year. So I called early, and Tim must be doing really good because I haven't got a call back yet. So I'm telling everybody, if you want to get in on this deal, you better hurry up and do it quickly.
Well, he did send me a text a few moments ago, and all it said was, I'm tired of being Jerry Lewis.
Hey, he volunteered for the job, right? So he's
right.
In. That's great. Well, good for him. I'm glad it's working out. And thank you, Bart, for all you've done, of course, through the shows and everything. You've always been a tremendous supporter. And how about that bonus prize we're giving away in honor of our good buddy Jack Nielsen this weekend?
So cool.
The accurate reel and the
Cousins
Drive.
That's one of the things that got me excited, Pete. And that's why I'm in here, because there's a kid that I know, this young kid who's friends with my grandson, and he loves fishing, and he's saving his money to buy an accurate reel. If I win this thing, I'm giving it to that kid.
Wow, so that's cool. That's
pretty neat,
cool.
Bart.
All right. Well,
yeah.
thanks for all your participation, Bart. We sure appreciate all your help.
And there's one more thing. You know, I mean, Mike's going to hate this, but, you know, this all is the brainchild of Mike Lum. All these creative things come out of his fertile brain, and we need to thank him for all of these wonderful ideas, all the hard work, not just the hard work, but the creativity and the way he thinks about this stuff and makes it happen. So Mike.
Thank you, Bart, for that. You know, speaking of creativity, when we were working on this Jack Nielsen Memorial, the thought did cross my mind of including a cigar with the prize. It just didn't seem appropriate.
Well, if I win, you can include one with mine.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks, Bart. Right. Appreciate your participation. And thanks for buying Reel a Week tickets. Appreciate that very much. Good luck. Good luck winning the reel for the kid. For
good
sure.
Stuff, Bart.
Let's jump back into the jam-packed phones.
Oh, man,
Corey.
They've all been so patient. How about Greg? Greg Cohn from Paris. Good morning.
Welcome
to the show this morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, great organization, Friends of Rollo and the CCA. My question is, how do I get a trip on the spotter plane?
Right. Well,
that
Tom only
so
has
fantastic.
One seat on the spotter plane. Tom only, I've been working Tom to try and get a spot on the spotter plane for a long time, and I haven't been able to get on yet. But, yeah, maybe we can work Tom for a ride for someday.
Some of the stories he gives are just
can you believe what you see there?
And you said he's going to be on the show
June 26th.
Yeah, how cool.
Yeah,
can't
Saturday,
wait to,
June 26th.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah,
Pete.
That'll be a good one for sure.
Definitely, guys.
Great,
right,
Greg. Well, thanks for participating, and hopefully you got in line to get your real tickets and take all the great bonuses that they're offering this weekend, too. Appreciate your call very much this morning. All right. Hey, Chris Stanley is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And, of course, you are one of the people that takes kids fishing with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, right?
Absolutely. I've been doing this 17 years now.
Wow.
Been a few years.
Yeah, it has.
Good stuff. Definitely good stuff. I mean, not just for the kids themselves, but myself. It's quite an adventure. The classroom environment, the impact it has, just not on the water itself, but the way the children, the rapport you build in that classroom, it's just incredible.
Doing this for so many years, give us a story about a kid that these trips have impacted.
God, which one should I choose? I'll take one of mine that comes back to volunteer every year. How's that?
He was
struggling quite a bit, and they get this opportunity to go fishing, and they step up their game because they understand they have to hit the GPA, they have to have good citizenship because you take them out on the water and they can't behave. I joke with the kids. There's two options. You got to swim to shore or lock in the bathroom. So we can't do that. So, but this kid struggled, got it together.
got to go on the second year trip, not the first year. He couldn't quite master it that first year. Second year got to go and comes back and volunteers still today.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
It's definitely a cool thing. And on top of that, I take pictures each year of the students and I put a collage frame up for every year. So the next batch of kids who come in into the seventh grade look up there looking for their siblings. It's such a prize for them to see that, to know that, and to work towards it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really neat, Chris. Yeah. And I can't imagine, I mean, just the fact he's come back and volunteered these years, but the fact he's been turned on to the ocean and fishing and just the coolness of our marine environment that we enjoy, you know?
Absolutely.
And
just
a lot of
it doesn't get old.
Yeah, and a lot of these kids you're taking out for the very first time seeing the ocean, right?
Absolutely. And getting that experience of what Dramamine is. In fact, I have a trip tomorrow planned on a dolphin, taking 25 kiddos from my school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I'm very fortunate we were able to get one in this year with COVID being the way it is. And Mike and Howard definitely put that extra time in to make sure it was available for us. I really appreciate all their effort and the fundraising they do. I know I just heard the last speaker talking about Mike and his creative brain and what he does for the organization. And truly is amazing, from the tackle days to the fish tackle sale. Those are just huge fundraisers for this organization. And the boats themselves, I know the skippers, I appreciate them greatly, the fact that they allow 25 kids to come on their boat. I mean, that's a huge thing. And it's each boat's pretty expensive, about $3,500. And give these kids that chance all to themselves on that boat is extremely, extremely special for them.
That's cool.
Especially the ones that have never been out there before.
Yeah, and I know all the boats that participate, like the Dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing and several others up and down the coast. So the organization is very grateful for what they do to help support that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It definitely takes an entire community to make this all work. You know, we rely on the manufacturers for their product donations, but we also rely on the media to help us spread the word so that when we do these events, people turn out. And, of course, the public has to be willing to come out and financially support this. And then people like Chris and Charlene that walk the walk. And they come out and help us at the events. So it is a year-round, ongoing process that works if everybody does their part, and we appreciate you a lot, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate what you guys do and what you afford children the opportunity to have.
Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us this morning and on this special day, the kickoff of Reel a Week, the big fundraiser for Captain Morello's Kids at Sea, and hopefully we're going to raise a bunch of money to take a bunch of your kids fishing this
week. I know. It's so cool. Like Chris said, it's so important, the funding and the donations, and right now the Reel a Week is what's going on. It was just a big tackle sale at Seaforth. And
the Reel a Week is right now. So thanks a lot for that.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it. You know, it occurred to me, Corey, when you said that right now, the thought right at this moment, I visualize Baker, and he's got umpteen sticky notes.
Poor
and
guy.
He's got all this going on. It just thrills me to think how absolutely busy that guy
That's
is.
That's great.
Now. Isn't
all
that
right.
great?
Yeah, and keep it coming. Keep all. And what's the numbers if somebody wants to give the number again?
Call Tim at 909-223-9631 or send him an email, win@rollokids.org.
All right, very good. Chris, thanks a lot for that.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More Mike Lum and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty crispy vodka mule or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kerner from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagabani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts on the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience into every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been an absolutely busy morning. One open line, though, if you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090, and you've got your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's and two tickets to the CCA June 12th banquet fundraiser at the Porcupine Hall in Point Loma.
Yeah, that's going to be great. You just heard a spot for the Islander. Boy, has Peter. The Peter's been running the boat, and he has just been getting them. Islander has really been. So if you want to go on a great operation, Islander Sport Fishing out of Fisherman's Landing, jump on one of their day-and-a-half trips, you will not be sorry.
One of those classic wooden nice riding boats.
Oh, it's a great boat. Yeah, we love it. And we'll be going on the kayak trip.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be
great.
Yeah, that's going to be great. They're switching the kayaks here in a couple weeks, and we'll be on one of those. So
it'll be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to that. Crossroads of the West Gun Show going on today and tomorrow at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Go see Don and Heidi from Anza Knives there. They'll be there. They're there today and tomorrow at the Crossroads of the West. And you might even see Mike Lum there later on, right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to go there when I leave here.
All right, very good. So be sure to check that out. And also want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been the top choice for tuna fishermen from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or what I'd be using right today, the new Super Nautilus H, the new Nautilus HD. The Nautilus HD is the perfect hook for what we're dealing with right now. Having the ability to choose the right circle hooks is critical, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice. Get Nautilus Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle stores, and be ready for these.
That's what
monsters.
I caught the sea bass on a Gamakatsu.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, let's head north to Alaska and talk to our good buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, we have some great fishing going on down here, but I know you have some phenomenal fishing going on in Sitka right now, right?
It's been good, very good.
Yeah, and so tell us about it.
Well, we've been going for about 3 weeks here, and the king bite has been really strong and really consistent. Halibut is, you know, good as per usual. The size limits on the halibuts are even a little better this year, so that's been nice, able to keep some bigger fish.
Yeah, like and, 50 inches this year, right?
Yeah, yeah, 50 inches and 72 at the upper end. So it's, you know,
wow.
So the lower end, you can keep a 60-pounder, which is a pretty nice fish.
Sweet.
And then on the upper end, it's really, you know, a 72-incher is more doable and more attainable than an 80-incher. So
yeah.
The guys have been enjoying some nice-sized halibut.
Yeah, no kidding. And what about the king limits this year?
It's one per day and four total for the trip.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty typical, you know. But yeah, it's been good. You know, it's been very. There's a lot of fish out there.
Yeah, and so would you say that after last year, Sitka is back? It's back in full force.
Yeah, that's what it feels like for sure. We've been sold out for this season for quite a while now, and. After last season, you know, with the, you know, COVID year, it was more of a challenge, but this year it definitely feels like people are ready to travel, ready to come up and enjoy some fishing. And it's good to be back and be booked up and full.
And full. So our group comes up next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. And I know a lot of our anglers, I'm wishing I was going this year, I can tell you what. But I know Ricky and Dallas are going, and Tommy P's going. And we have Gary White, of course, the Iron Man's going. And we have a lot of great Let's Talk Hookup listeners going next week. So they're in store for some great fishing. Now, what about last year? I know when we went, dining was in the lodge, your own lodge. Is the dining room open again this year?
Yeah, we're doing two seatings for dinner, and that's been working out really well.
Nice.
And for breakfast, we're still bringing it to the lodging quarters, just because that it seems nice. I don't know if we'll ever necessarily go back to doing
great.
It.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice at that early hour. It's just nice to have all your coffee and food brought right to you. So that's what we're doing for now. But it's a good feel.
Such a great operation. Year after year, Seth, you always do such a phenomenal job. And if somebody wants to go up there this year, they're out of luck, right? You're sold out.
Yeah, we've been sold out for quite a while. I mean, we're taking a waiting list, you know, we get the occasional cancellation, but it usually, you know, it's booked again within a day or two. So we are booking for next season quite rapidly, actually. So I imagine that, we still have a lot of trips for next season, but they're going fast. So, and a lot of people are signing up for 22 trips.
Yeah. And we have, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup trip in June of 2022 again. So we'll be and I get to go next year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if somebody wants to book a trip for next year or get on the waiting list for this year, how do we get a hold of you, Seth?
Our number is 907-747-6136. Website is kingfishercharters.com. And we also have a link right on the Let's Talk Hookup page. So
right. We're
easy to find.
Yeah, right on the front page. And by the way, are there any spots available on our 2022 Let's Talk Hookup trip?
I think there's still a few. Yeah,
okay.
That would be a good time. It would be a good time to get in on it, because I'm sure by the time, you know, this summer is winding down, I'm sure that trip will be either sold out completely or close to it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, congratulations on your success. Well deserved, Seth, and keep it up, and keep us informed as the season goes on how it goes.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. And I'm going to be really jealous next week, because I'm not going to know the other guys are.
Rick's having a great time.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate that very much. Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with this Richard? Wait a minute. He's going to Rancho Leonero today, and I have to wait till tomorrow.
Right.
He's going to Kingfisher Charters next Sunday, and I'm not.
It's good to be Rick.
Yeah, I guess it's good to be Rick.
Oh, well-deserved, though. He works very hard.
He does, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones and very patient callers.
Yes, John, thanks for being so patient. John from Escondido, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. And huge supporter of Frizzarallo kids, you know, and stuff. But anytime I get to participate, and you guys have been really good over the years. I used to have scout troops, and you know, we'd take them fishing, and you guys help out with that. One of my other organizations is the Randy Jones Foundation, and we'll take military kids out fishing. Never been on the ocean before. And it's just always fun to watch these kids. You know, we had a father with four or five kids a couple years ago. He got sick. The kids didn't, you know. And so, you know, but he had a little, you know, kid who wasn't much taller than a rail. And he's got his pole underneath his armpit, the rod rail on the rail, and he's just sitting there patient. His sisters were up and down, up and down, up and down, you know. And it's, you know, always great to call in and participate and, you know, they, have that chance to win something fantastic. So thank you for everything you guys do.
That's the cool part of it, John. It's a minor donation, and you're going to win hundreds of dollars possibly worth of reels.
And this weekend you get the Jack Nielsen Memorial Bonus. Did you already get in on it yet?
I haven't yet. The I didn't hear about it until this morning, and so I've been on hold with one phone while I was on hold with you guys and the other phone. So you know, it just I know I'll get in, and you know, I'll give my money, and just like with the rods, you know, and it's added to the anticipation, you know, of the chance to win. You know, it is always fun.
Yeah, well, great, John. I know you've been a great supporter of Arallo, and we sure appreciate that. And thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Mike, I have just had an idea. You know, there's a lot of people that really love to win, right, and win reels. And there's a lot of people that really love to support this great organization, Count Arallo's Kids at Sea. What if somebody buys $200 worth of tickets? I mean, we talked about you buy four, you get five. If you buy 8, do you get 10?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And
so there's no limit to it.
And we don't limit it until we're out of tickets.
Okay.
I know just from the few years we've done this, there are a number of people who routinely call and they say, I want to donate $500.
Right.
That's what they do. So in this case, they would end up with four tickets for every $100. So you would end up with free tickets, if you want that.
Five free tickets, so you'd end up and have a pretty darn good chance. Now, think about that. If you we're only selling 1,000 tickets, so that means if somebody buys four, that means like 800 tickets, so 800 participants or less. So the chances of winning here with 20 different weekly drawings is pretty high. Then you add in the Jack Nielsen Memorial Bonus this weekend with the Cousins Rod, the Accurate Reel, and the tickets to the Captain's Reception, even brings the odds up higher.
Well, the odds are very good on that one, simply because you have to buy four to get into that particular drawing, and it is only four this weekend. So it's there will be a good percent, a good chance of winning that one.
Yeah.
And it's a heck of a prize.
What if you don't hear from Tim by tomorrow night?
As long as the phone call came in or the email came in, then we're not going to do that drawing for that rod and reel until probably Monday, just to make sure, because there'll be some people he tries to call back and they will not be available or whatever.
Yeah.
So it'll take him a day or so to get caught up. But if you call and leave a message or you send an email, you will be in that drawing
as long as
we get settled up by Monday when we do the drawing.
All right, very good. And again, the phone number?
It is 909-223-9631, or send an email to win@rallokids.org.
All right. Tim is a busy man. He's a busy man right now. Hey, here's a great text that came through via the Let's Talk Hookup app. What is the best way to prep kids for a Friends of Rallo trip, knot tying, seasickness, etc.? What do you think, Mike?
Well, as far as educating the actual knot tying and the tackle and all that, most of that will be taken care of by the crew and by the volunteers on the boat. I wouldn't really go there for the first trip. What you really want to do is make sure that they anticipate that the boat's going to be moving, right? Most people, even though they've never been on a boat, they've been in a car, they've been in an airplane, they've been on other things that move. And if you have a kid that's prone to motion sickness, there's, you know, that kid, you might want to rethink this a little bit depending on his age.
Yeah.
But most kids are pretty resilient, actually, to to seasickness. And these are half-day trips, and typically the ocean is calm when we go. So it's a good experience for them. And, you know, there are some kids that are prone to seasickness, and I would rather find out on a half-day trip in a controlled environment like this than later in life when they have an opportunity to go somewhere on a boat and then find out, oops.
Right.
So I would say it's a very small percentage.
And probably at a young age, too, is a great way to get them started because they don't have preconceived ideas about getting seasick, which is a lot of it, too.
And being around other kids helps.
Yes, you know, right? Absolutely, because there's so much excitement.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Another a text from Arnie in Vista says, hey, Pete, Corbin, Mike, thank you to Captain Rallos for all that you've done introducing young people to fishing. How does one volunteer to help out on trips and events? How do you become involved with Rallo?
Well, there's
great question.
There's a number of ways. Thank you, Arnie, for that and for all you do for the industry. But talking to Howard, talking to myself, Tim Baker at events, but you can almost always access us throughout the year. Send an email to Howard. He kind of coordinates the volunteers. And
all that information's at rallokids.org.
Yeah. That's right. That's the website, and Howard is the guy you want to talk to. His email address, if anybody cares to contact him directly, is howard@rallokids.org.
Okay.
And you can get a hold of him anytime that way. But he coordinates the volunteers. We don't take a ton of volunteers on the trips because, remember, most of these groups, we're making it possible for these groups to take their kids. We're not organizing the groups. So we don't take that many people on the actual trips, but we do need volunteers for the events.
Yes. Yeah, and events like the captain's reception, the used tackle sale, and various other fundraising events that
Brought us. It seems like there's always something coming up, so
yeah.
Check
so
with Howard help. And let him know where you live and what you want to do, and he'll put you down
the list. Yeah, because we do events up and down the coast, so if you live in Central California, L.A., Orange County, San Diego, it doesn't matter. There's events in all those places, and Robin needs help.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
I think we should. I've been very patient. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
I have a question for you. How you doing? I have a question. I'm trying to buy a jig stick for the yellowtail out of Clemente, and I'm just trying to see if you guys can help me on that. What kind of stick should I buy? You know, I'm not too sure.
Boy, I got to tell you, I love that Shimano Terramar 9-foot. I think it's a 900H, something like that. That Terramar is a great. And do you have a favorite, Corey?
You know, a 9-foot rod would be about the caliber, right? Most guys, you know, the 10-foot. And, you know, if you're on your private boat, 8 to 9-foot rod's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and then, if you're on a sport boat, that 9 to 10-foot is the deal.
And then, of course, CalStar makes some fantastic jig sticks, too. Rod, do you have a favorite, Mike?
I have that Terramar 900 that I've had for years.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how lightweight that rod is for how powerful it is. It casts well. You can fish with it all day, and you don't get tired of holding it.
Yeah.
And I like that rod a lot, but CalStar makes some great rods. I also have, I don't know what the model number is. I've had it for so many years. It was custom wrapped, and I didn't put the model number on it. But I've had a heavier jig stick that I fish occasionally. That's a CalStar. I like that as well. But take a look at that Terramar. And most of the stores that you go in have two or three different brands of jig sticks.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they do. Jig fishing is like taking on a whole new thing this last couple of years. It has really, really blossomed. And you've got people fishing jigs that didn't know what one was a couple of years ago. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. A quick text here to wrap things up. I'd like to acknowledge Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and Bart Hall. Ever since the early days of the United Anglers and continuing today, these three individuals have made amazing contributions. The audience needs to know that Bart Hall, Mike Lum, and Tim Baker have worked tirelessly and have been very supportive and have come up with very creative ideas on behalf of all anglers. I marvel at the work they have put in and contributions they have made. And that's thanks from Bob Clark in Newport.
That's
so true, too. And Mike, just to wrap things up here, thank you for all that you do. You drove all the way down from Tehachapi. 7.5 hours it took you to get down?
Yeah, it was a rough drive.
Yeah.
But thank you for all you do. We appreciate it.
And that's truly, a lot of this wouldn't happen without...
If it wasn't Mike Lum.
That's exactly
right. And not poor Tim Baker.
I know. Hey, we're going to find one lucky winner when we come back. Somebody's going on the Liberty and the CCA dinner on June 12th when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen or fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about one lucky winner. Hey, I'd like to say thanks for being so patient. All these callers are still on hold. They were all eligible to win. And one lucky winner, though, John from Escondido, wins the trip on the Liberty, full-day trip by Fisherman's Landing, and two tickets to the CCA June 12th Portuguese Hall in Point Loma
event. Thanks, Corey. And thanks, Mike Lum. Again, how do we get Reel a Week tickets?
You want to call Tim Baker at 909-223-9631 or send him an email at win@rallokids.org. Leave your name and phone. He'll call you back.
Yeah, and so, again, this weekend only, we have the Jack Nielsen tribute bonus, right, which is?
We're giving away an accurate two-speed FX2 500 reel matched with a custom Cousins Rollo built rod.
And it's got the Rollo logo on it.
It's got the Rollo logo, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. And two tickets to the captain's reception.
Two tickets for the captain's reception, which will take place on June the 27th at Dana Landing from 4 to 7 p.m.
Fun event.
The Wicked Tuna captains will be there. Tickets are available. They're $30 a piece. You can get those at RolloKids.org.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun event, and I'll be there. Ricky will be there, and I know we certainly hope you're going to be there. Now, again, you buy four, you get one free. And they're $25 a piece. You can buy one, but you buy four, you get one free. You get five. You buy, of course, eight, you get two free, and on up the
stand. For every four you buy, you get another one free, and all of those will be entered into this weekend's drawing for the rod and reel.
And then, of course, that bonus, too, this weekend. Yeah, for sure.
And it's all tax deductible.
So just leave a message. You won't talk to him. Just leave a message. He'll call you back or send the email.
I'm hoping that he won't talk to you because that means he's busy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Corey. And Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Dustin Hackman from Seaport's Tackle Store. First time here on Left Dock Hookup. That's going to be fun to have Dustin 7 to 9. All your tackle questions that we're pouring in here about big bluefin tuna, Dustin will answer in tomorrow. I want to thank Christian for running the board and the phones for us today, and, of course, Adam for running the app. We sure appreciate all the support we get from you out there, our audience, our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and thanks for supporting this great organization, too. Friends of Rallo, Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 or the Let's Talk Hookup app.